Here's how you become a Savings Catcher diva or don. Step 1, download the Walmart app and use the Savings Catcher. Step 2, enter your Walmart receipt. Step 3, Savings Catcher compares prices of eligible items at Walmart. Step 4, if it finds a lower advertised price by a leading store in your area, it will give you the difference on an e-gift card in a few days. Step 5, do a two-step. You're in. Saving money in every penny counts. Save with Savings Catcher from Walmart. Comparison on eligible products only. Restrictions apply. Visit walmart.com/savingscatcher for details.
Do you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that you are here to do something wonderful with your life? Do you feel that call deep inside you to bring your sacred healing gifts and transformational knowledge to the world around you? Do you want to feel inspired as you build your business doing your beautiful work? Do you want to learn how to build a successful spiritual business? Well then, you're invited to listen in to the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show, where we explore how fun and easy it can be to build a strong, abundant business while at the same time staying deeply connected to the divine using your intuition, your own sixth sense. Join the irreverent Reverend Ann Presswell as she and her guests explore the many ways you can build a deeply connected, authentic, powerful spiritual business making money without feeling like you've sold your soul. You are here to get your gifts out to the world in a powerful, abundant way, and your people are waiting for you. Let's help them find you. Now, here's your host, Reverend Ann Presswell.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. I want to welcome you to this week's show of the Divinely Intuitive Business Radio Show. We are so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for listening in. Thank you for being here. I want to start with a blessing, something that just allows us to get ourselves really centered, really grounded into this present moment right here, right now. So we say thank you. Thank you, thank you, that we have one another to share our lives with, to walk together with, to learn from, to experience the divine within each one of us, to experience it in you, to experience it in the world around us. And so we say thank you, thank you, thank you for this opportunity to be here, to learn, to grow, to expand our knowledge and our understanding of who we are as we are in this world, this pure expression of the divine. Thank you. And so it is. I want to welcome Julie Ramage today to the call. Julie and I have been in one another's lives for the last 3 years, and we've just had ever so much fun together. Julie. And we do a lot of laughing. We do a lot of energy work together. We have just had an absolute ball. Julie is an author, a speaker, an international teacher and coach. She is your Be True to You mindset magician. She specializes in working with spiritual entrepreneurs around the world, helping them to open up to more of their potential so they can live their best lives and prosper in their passion. She's been an intuitive for years and years, and she has been a master energy therapist for over 20 years. She helps her clients reconnect with their own inner magic, which is the most powerful thing I can think of that she does, because Julie just walks around. She's a magician. So like when she is around you, you feel the magic. You just really do. And she helps you learn how to focus from doing for others to really actually doing for yourself, to reconnecting with that beauty, that pureness, that gold within yourself, that magic that is inside of you. So Julie, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so thrilled that you are here on the call with me today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ann. Just great to be here. And yes, I don't know how many hours we've had laughing together and playing in the energies. It's been absolutely wonderful.
It really has. And Julie, by the way, is calling in from Australia. So it's 2 a.m. there. Very cold.
And I'm awake. Yes, yes, yes.
So it's really, really fun, you know. While it's, you know, beautiful summer, you know, middle of the summer for me, it's like the cold of the winter there for her. Julie, I'm curious. So why don't you share with everybody how you got into energy healing? Like, you know, like, where did that come from, and how did you, so can you, because I think sometimes people get this sort of burst of like, oh, you know, right? And it's like, boom, I could do that, or wow, that hooks me, or that is different than anything I've ever seen before. So what, you know, what happened with you? What was your sort of, you know, aha that brought you into
it's, you know, I was just talking to Elizabeth just before we got online, and it's like, well, how, it was almost like an accident. I mean, I look at my life and I think, you know, I just followed my intuition, although I wouldn't have known what to call it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, you know, I was a physical education teacher, so I've been into the physical energy, and then I came across Reiki and God knows how many other different modalities that I experienced. And I just kept following this. And then the whole entrepreneur thing, it was like for 3 months, I was just focused on there's got to be more than this. There's got to be more than this. And I was just doing all sorts of stuff.
Wait.
All of a sudden.
Hang on. What do you mean by that? What do you mean there's got to be?
Well, you know, you get to a point in life and it's like, okay, you know, it's like another day. What am I going to do today? It's, I've got more in me to share with the world. There's, and it's kind of, you know, it's like, okay, I'm not quite sure what that is or how to do this, but, you know, I was listening to a lot of energy workers and all sorts of stuff for like 3, 4, 5 months and, you know, a couple hours, 2, 3 hours a day. And all of a sudden, Pamela Bruner popped up. And I thought, ooh, that sounds really interesting. And then it was like, Okay. I got onto her internet thing, and that's actually where I met you in the chat room.
Exactly. 3 years ago.
Yeah.
4 years ago.
And then, you know,
4 years ago. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was 2010, I think. No, I don't remember now.
Yeah, it was
2010 or 11.
It was 10 or 11. But,
yeah.
You know, and it's just kind of taken off from there. You know, it's like getting connected with you, working with you, and all of the insights that I've gotten from you. You know, it's just been magical.
We had a lot of fun. Like, we started out going down one road. And I just really want to say this for all the entrepreneurs who are listening. You know, Julie and I, when we branded her to begin with, we branded her a completely different brand, a completely different focus. And then she was here in the States for a couple of months, and she, you know, came to a retreat, one of the diamond retreats, and she, like, I looked at her one day, she was talking, and I was like, oh, my God, you really, energy is really what you want to be working with and focusing on. And she's like, yeah, you know, it was like a total boom. You know, we've already been working together for like 9 months, and all of this work with the branding and everything. And it was just this total immediate yes. And you completely shifted everything in your work. And all of a sudden the clients came. It was almost instantaneous. It was really an amazing thing to watch. Your level of non-resistance, like you didn't go into, like freak out mode or anything like that. You just went, yeah. It was really an astonishing thing. It was like you settled right in. So you applied everything that you'd done and put it right into that and just took off. It was really amazing. I think the reason I want to point that out is that it's, you know, it can be really frightening to rebrand or to shift gears when you've already invested a lot of time and energy in one That's the attachment piece, right? And yet when the divine speaks, you just took it and went with it. It was really, I've never seen anybody do it like that, really and truly. Pretty amazing.
It took like 3 years to really find what I was doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like you think that you're doing what you want to do, and then you think, no, there's something not right. It's not, oh, that's it. And then you try that. And then it's like, oh, that's it. You know?
Right. You just follow the yellow brick road, right, the little crumbs.
Yeah. But, you know, had I not done each one of those things, I wouldn't have gotten all the brilliant little pearls along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, because all of the things that you learned, you applied then to the next level, the next piece.
Yeah,
and here was the interesting. So is it okay if I share the story? Like, you know, my breakdown and all that?
I don't know what you can share. That's me. Why not?
I don't know what you're going to say, but go ahead, right? Okay, watch out. Okay, so like, so at some point, Julie and I started working together with me as her client. And it was, you know, I was in massive stress. At that point, this was 2 years ago, right? Is it 2 years?
Yeah. Yep.
Seems like forever ago. Forever.
Yeah,
I mean, thank you, God. This is not where I was 2 years ago. I was in massive, massive stress at that point. I was just so beyond my my capacity, it felt like, to manage or handle whatever it was that was happening in my business, my life, all of that. And Julie and I started working together, and she started just performing her magic on me. You know, like she's over in Australia, and we're having these daily session, not daily, sorry, weekly sessions. And I started to feel better, and things started to happen, and like I just sort of settled into my business in a whole new way, and I had no idea what Julie was doing. I mean, she was doing some, you know, energy whatever thing over there.
What the hell are you doing?
No, I didn't know what you were doing. I didn't care. I just felt better, you know? And so then that became the issue for us to, like, be able to articulate what the hell it was you were doing. Because you needed to be able to tell people how that could change their lives. And that was then the whole new challenge, like, to opening up that door. And it was really funny because, you know, it really did. I was very clear that work with you transformed my business and had me settle into my own complete trust of my own guidance, my complete trust of walking away from what my mentors had said to do, the way they were talking about doing it, and honoring my own guidance. And it was the best thing ever. I mean, I was already really intuitive and trusting my guidance and all of that, but I also had the, you know, well, but they told me not to. You shouldn't do it that way. And that, you know, giving away my own power to someone who knew better that I was paying, right? But, you know, because you're supposed to follow what they say. I mean, really.
Absolutely.
Except when it comes against your own deep inner guide. Yeah. And so it was like Julie and I, it was just a really magical experience. It wasn't fun. I won't pretend it was fun all the time. No offense. But, you know, that deep inner work never is fun all the time, right, would you say? Uh-oh, did we lose her?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's like an inner dance. It's an ongoing self-discovery. I mean, that's what it's all about. But, you know, like, you know, I did that with you, and then you did that with me of, like, make it your own. It's like, but how do I do that? You know, I do all these modalities, and you know, my honoring is I've got to do it their way.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like, if I make it my own, I have no idea what that means. So,
that. You were doing something that someone else was doing. I'm like, what are you doing over there? Cut it out. Do it yourself. Do yours. You know what it is. And boom.
And
it was like almost instantaneous. Yeah.
Yeah. It just happened. And then it was like, okay, to honor me, I need to kind of unplug from their system. So,
exactly.
You know, I let go of it.
Yeah.
And when I did that, that's when the really big shift happened. It's like, okay, I'm now choosing, I'm making that choice to trust me.
Yeah. So, okay, so I want to go there because that to me is the magic, right? That
yes.
is where the
yes.
magic is in all of this, whether it's my business and the way I, you know, because it's what I also did. It's what you did. But I also see that that's what entrepreneurs must do in order to bring forth their own work. It's they have to let go of the shoulds, let go of what everybody else tells them, let go of all of that stuff, and tune in and trust themselves and their own deep connection. So how would you say that you are able to do that? What is it? What are the things that you do? Like, are there conscious choices that you make? Are there specific energy exercises that you do? What are the things that you do that make it easier to tune in and trust that deep knowing?
For me, it was purely making a choice. As an example, I was learning the emotion code, and
mm-hmm.
I was working with a lady in New Zealand, and I was just tapping in and then emailing her the results. And I got this thing where it was like terror at her birth, and I thought, oh, that's weird. That's really weird. It's like, and then it was like, okay, I'm going to trust and I'm going to email this information to her,
mm-hmm.
even though I was scared to death.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, yeah, I got the email back and she said, spot on, you know, my mother was having me, she was at home and she was alone and she was terrified.
Mm.
And it was like, from that moment, I chose to trust me,
yeah.
No matter what. And I know that when I trust what is in my head and I say it out loud, that makes all the difference in the world, even if it doesn't make sense.
Right, right, right. I totally get that. And that really is, I say, okay, so that's really about tuning in and trusting your intuition on that. And I had it actually really similar. I think we've got time. I can share the story. I had a similar experience. My very first training that I ever did with Doreen Virtue, I was taking the Angel Therapy Practitioner course, and she was teaching us about intuition and all of this stuff. We had like 120 people. We were in Miami, and so she had the room set up like, you know, rows on each side of the room. And we were supposed to write down a question and then fold it up, turn it into the center row, and they were going to collect them, and then they were going to distribute them to other people. So, and then we were going to take whatever someone else's question was and answer it. And so I remember sitting there and getting, just tuning in, my first time ever, this was so cool, but the first time ever, so I was tuning in, and I started writing the answer, and it comes to, and I was getting this guidance to write my son. And I'm like, I look up and I'm like, there are three men here in this room, or five, I don't know, you know, the rest are all women. I'm like, hell no, I'm not writing my son. What if I'm wrong? You know, it's like, you know, trust it, my son, or something like that. I was like, uh-uh. Like, uh-huh.
No way.
No way, you know. And I kept getting the guidance. And I'm like, oh, fine. So I wrote, you know, I wrote it and then just, you know, folded up and said, thank God, nobody will know, you know, who wrote that kind of thing, right? Turned it in. And so we go to lunch, right? And this couple comes and sits across from us, and we're talking about what we'd gotten, and the guy goes, I was just really wondering about this. And then I opened, and then I read, it said, my son. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, this person wrote my, you know, and it was like, it was right to me, you know. And I was like, oh, my God. That's
Ooh.
What that like when you get the guidance and you trust it and you follow. And I was like, oh, that was me, you know. Like,
yeah.
So we did this little happy dance of connectedness,
yeah.
like recognized. And that was, like, for me, the big, like, for you, that woman in New Zealand, that trust, that choosing to trust, but it's also choosing to recognize the download versus, say, the ego, right? And that's an issue for a lot of people. Like, how do they recognize that? What would you say would be the big differences are? And then we'll go back into this other, because this is such an important part, I think, of how to find the magic. That is the magic, right?
Yeah, yeah. To me, it's like it just comes through. There's no power struggle. There's no extra energy behind it. It's just like it's gentle, it's subtle, and it's just there. It's like when I'm working with someone and something, it's almost like it comes through and I say it even before I realize I'm saying it. And when that happens, I know that it needs to be said, you know, and it's just total intuition. It's like, I have no idea where in the world this came from, but I'm going to say it, you know, and I don't know if it makes any, you know, and I ask them, I say, does this make sense to you? And it's like, yes, it does. It makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask you this, because sometimes we're not in that quiet, gentle space. I mean, let's just be real, right? Sometimes we're, are. Maybe you are all the time, but I'm not. I'm just going to be, I'll just own it. I'm not. I get, you know, I go into whatever, and I'm focused on other things, and I'm busy doing whatever. And so I'm not always, ideally, if I've taken care of myself, like swimming or, you know, taking the time or whatever, I'm very even keeled, and I can always get the information, et cetera, et cetera. But there are times when I'm, like, so busy, like we just were with this joint venture giveaway. It was so on 100% for how many days during the middle of the launch and then taking care of people and all of that. There were times when I just didn't hardly know what side was up. So when you're in that kind of a space, what would you say is the best way to just unplug and when you really don't have time to, frankly, unplug? All you need to do is unplug, right? But you have demands on you. What would you say?
Yeah, when you're being pulled in all sorts of different directions, you know, it doesn't have to take very long, but the you know, it's like, be, first of all, obviously, be aware that you're full on and breathe, okay?
Breathe.
And just take a couple. It's amazing how powerful breath is.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's like be present and allow. I call it kind of like an ABBA moment, okay? So awareness, okay? Be aware of you, yourself, and how you're feeling. Be present. Breathe. And allow. So it's, you know, it's just like, okay, I've got 5 seconds. I'm just going to breathe. And it's like calling all of your different aspects back to you. Because, you know, when you're doing all sorts of different things, you're out there all over the place. And it's like you're scattered. So what I like to say is call all of yourself back to you. And it doesn't have to take long. You know, it's like breathe. Just take a couple of moments. And you can, you know, you could do it in like 10, 20 seconds. But get present. Make the choice. Okay, I need to come back to me because I'm all over the place and I'm, you know, stressed. And just taking a few deep breaths, choosing to come back, makes all the difference. That's my experience.
Yeah,
and
I would say that's true. And the one way that I know of to manage, sometimes when it gets so you get so far gone, or I get so far gone, I'll just speak about myself here for a second. When I get so far gone into the doing, and I know that I have to reconnect, because if I don't, anything that I do is going to suck, you know, or I'll be edgy with my tone, or which does happen, impatient, annoyed, you know, and it shows through. Not always a good thing, or you know, and it, I don't come from that space of you know, heartfelt connection and love, and I'm like, you know, give myself a break, you know, like. Like it happens, and it's okay, you know, like, well,
it's
all right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's life, no, like, it's okay. But when I recognize that I'm doing that, I then say I have to have radical self-care. I have to get some sleep tonight. I have to go swim. I have to, you know, just get away, because I can't access what is so important. But see, at this point, I know this. When I was in the beginning stages, I didn't know that. And I was out there creating drama and, you know, all that kind of crap. And I think that what I'm really would like to help people do is recognize that space before it becomes like more norm to not have the drama. Do you know what I mean? Like when you're in a space when it's really not normal to have all that drama, it's different from when you're used to all the drama, and it, you know what I mean? And so you're moving from drama to non-drama, if you will. Like I'd like to help people who are sort of more in the earlier stages where they are experiencing a lot of drama because they're not tuning in to their magic, they're not tuning in to the intuition, they're not tuning in and getting connected, they're not taking, you know, practicing radical self-care, they're not trusting their intuition, they don't even know how to trust their intuition, you know, that. How do you help them begin to go on that journey? What would you say would help them?
First of all, it's all about choice. It's like making a conscious choice. It's like I choose to be conscious in my life. I choose to be aware of when I start to go off the rails and to take the time to honor myself to come back to me. And if you find yourself going, you know, way off course, and you've been doing it for, you know, 3-4 hours, and you recognize it, don't beat yourself up. It's like, okay, that's in the past. Thank God I finally recognized it, and it's okay. You know, it's like, thank yourself. Be grateful to yourself. And I think when you do have that gratitude, when you come from the space of gratitude, of recognizing that you are coming back to you, that you're recognizing that, yes, you know, I've been a pain in the neck for 2 or 3 hours and I'm over it. I'm now choosing something different. I'm choosing to be calm, relaxed, and present. But it's a choice, like our whole life. Sometimes we just don't realize it in the moment because you get carried away with all the stuff. But it's choosing to recognize it. It's choosing to be aware. That's it.
I'm trying to think about when I was doing this. I don't remember ever going, I'm choosing to be aware. Because then you have to be aware in order to choose to be aware. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of a catch-22.
Yeah,
and
right?
That, I believe, is where someone else comes into it, you know, a coach, a friend, whatever. Someone to help you see things from a different perspective because they are out of the drama.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
And
so
because sometimes
if you're in enough pain that you're willing to make that different, you know, that change, then go find someone to help you, you know, transform it, would you say?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Because
you of yourself will not do it very well.
Yeah, I mean, it you can do it yourself. You know, but it can take a hell of a lot longer. If there is, you know, it's like if you are drawn to someone, if you have a close friend, whatever it is, you know, someone to talk to, someone who can, you know, kind of get you back on track and say, you know, look, it doesn't have to be this way.
You know what I did?
Of looking at this.
Years ago when I first started, we went to the local library, and I would borrow their books on tape by Wayne Dyer and, you know, Louise Hay and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I would go and find all of those free kind of things that would, because I didn't know squat about finding a coach or hiring someone to work with me or anything like that. Mine was very much like you, a lot self-taught. I mean, at some point I did, mm-hmm. yes, hire mentors and work with people and all of that. But in the earlier stages, when I was like not even aware, I took advantage of all the free resources that exist. I mean, they're like, it's everywhere now. You cannot, you know, like turn without bumping into a meditation somewhere or free tapping something or, you know, yeah. tune into your intuition or some, at least in my world now, I don't think it's even possible, but that's of course my experience in my world because that's where I walk. But I do think that the free resources exist everywhere so that you can at least get started with the idea of how to get going, what to do, how to, you know, how to shift your own energy a little bit, how to, like, even become conscious of that. And you, not to rush anything, but you've got some things that you offer for free, don't you? You have a ebook or a meditation or something.
Yes.
You have.
yes, it's kind of, you know, it's the time when it's like, okay, I've got a confession here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've got a magic carpet meditation.
Mm.
And
I remember
that.
That was good.
So,
yeah, it was really good. Yeah.
So there's actually a meditation, and then of course there's the magic carpet clearing that I do. But the other PDF or ebook, if you like, that I was going to offer, there are times when things don't flow. Like you mentioned before, it's like, oh, do I follow my intuition or do I follow what I said I was going to do?
Yeah, that was a big one for me. That was a really big one. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
And where was I going? And so the 11 points of whatever it was I was going to write about changed into your guide for coming out of your shell.
Nice.
And
using the things from the beginning, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm actually repurposing some of the things.
How perfect
okay,
is that?
Okay, so. Yeah, so I've up, you know, everything that I've written really can just be repurposed for everything that I'm doing.
I love that. So,
but,
see, nothing
is like,
yeah.
No,
go ahead.
Nothing's a waste of time, absolutely not. And when I got to the shell part, you know, I got a little picture and whatever, but then I had a capital S, and then I had a dash, and then a capital HELL. So it's like coming out of your shell or hell, if you like.
It's so true.
You know, it's kind of like, well, pick one, you know, which hell am I going to deal with first?
Yes.
So yeah, that's like a 28 page ebook.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Well, so tell us what your clients like most about working with you. So, and who do you like to work with? Like, who are the people that you really love now that you notice that you're drawing to you? Who do you love working with?
What I'm finding is the people that I'm drawn to, the people that are drawn to me are what I would call old souls, okay? They're people who have been on this earth many times. They know energy. They probably do a lot of energy modalities themselves. They we all still need some sort of energy work or a different perspective. My clients actually love my perspective. They love the safe space that I create for them, which is, you know, I think pretty non-judgmental. It's like they can pretty much say whatever they like and I don't fall over dead. And it's like, oh, okay, well, have you looked at it from this perspective? And oftentimes that's all I do. I just offer the occasional different perspective. Sometimes we do energy work. And other times I just listen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do find that I am a really good listening post. And I do want to thank my partner for that because she has taught me how to listen.
I think I can remember you saying something to me one time about, you know, I was like, bleh, you know, getting it all out. And you were like, you know, not saying anything. And finally, I said something and you, yeah, I've learned to just listen. Remember that. No, Alicia's taught me to listen. Really great because it was exactly what I needed. You were exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly what I needed. It was just a safe space to just, you know, whine for a little bit. And see if I could just...
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And somebody else will say, oh, look, I feel some crap in my throat or whatever. I was like, okay, let's deal with that. So we'll go straight into energy work.
Right.
But I think as much as anything, you know, it's like it's a safe space to be who you are, to, you know, it's like just letting you be real.
Yeah.
And most people don't have a space that they can be themselves apart from, you know, hop in your car, go for a drive, yell and scream, and then come back home. Oh, I'm fine. You know, it's like bullshit.
Exactly. Yeah, you really do. It's such an important thing that healers provide for, you know, for their clients, and you provided it so beautifully for me, and I know you do it for other people as well. I mean, it's just something that you do. So what would you say that aside from the space? Okay, so let's get down to what I always like
get
to call
real.
The tangibles.
Yep. Those things.
Oh, well,
she's kneeling down again. Oh, my God.
I know, right? And so that what? You know, like what, you know, when they have that safe space, what happens in their lives, in their world as a result of having that safe space?
Okay. We've got Elizabeth Interruptus.
Oh, okay.
So,
Elizabeth Interruptus, I love it. Elizabeth, go for it. What?
Yeah, sorry. I'm so bad at interrupting. I'm so rude. I'm so sorry. Because the thing is with this show in general, it's impossible to interrupt it because there's never a quiet moment because it just flows so beautifully. So this is me interrupting now and saying, if any of our wonderful divine listeners would like to call in, which I suggest they do, take advantage of this marvelous opportunity to speak to Julie and Reverend Dan, that they can call in by clicking on the pretty little Skype logo above our very beautiful little poster, or they can call in on 646-668-2211, and I'm just going to post that into the chat room now. Okay, over and out. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank
you, Elizabeth. You rock. Totally rock. Interrupt us. That's so good. All right, so back to the question. Tangibles. Yeah.
Okay, so how does it make a difference in their life?
Yeah.
They can go from, you know, kind of, you know, a bit like what my focus is going from nodding and smiling and doing everything for everybody else to actually starting to look after themselves, to speak up for themselves, to sometimes, you know, shift their life in such a way that, you know, sometimes people leave it or they leave or sometimes people walk into your life. So it's first of all, they get more calm. They get they are able to breathe before they react oftentimes.
Yeah.
And become aware of why they're feeling the way they are. And oftentimes it's because they're stuffing their own feelings. They aren't allowing themselves to be who they are. They're feeling like they're being controlled, manipulated, whatever it is. But it's also taking, once they take responsibility for what they're creating, it's a whole new ballgame, and realize that they're creating what is going on in their life. You know, it's like there's no blame, there's no shame. It's like, from here, I can make new conscious choices. It's like they realize they have a choice in their life. Sometimes they didn't realize that before.
I'm thinking back to when we worked together, and I'm thinking about where I was at when that, you know, when we started, because a lot of this, I already had a lot of that, like, awareness that I was mm-hmm. it was my responsibility. I was feeling the way I was feeling based on my choices, based on my, you know, et cetera. But what I didn't have was a place to, let me change that. What I was experiencing was this sense of just out and out stress that of choices I had made, and felt like I didn't know where to go with it, and I didn't know how to step away, either gracefully or ungracefully, right?
Yeah.
Without losing, like, a whole lot. It felt like if I did that, I was going to lose an awful lot. Mm-hmm. And I think that what I got was this total sense of it's okay. Either way, it's okay. Whatever you choose is okay. But in addition to that, it was, I remember, this was actually for me, let me just speak about that for a second. What was really cool was this energy clearing that we did consistently. But in addition to that, it was there was this statement that you gave that you taught me to use. If I wanted something, like whatever it was, and ironically, I then created it, but it was the statement of, I clear, cancel, delete, and destory. Destory, not destroy. Destory.
Yes.
In all time, space, dimension, and reality, anything that is in the way of me experiencing blank, whatever the blank was. It was something to that effect, right?
Yes,
that
yes.
Thing I still use. Go ahead and say it. Say it correctly, because I probably didn't say it fully correctly, but it was like that, right?
Yeah, it's I uncreate, delete, and destroy anything in the way of me being this way, of me having my heart's desire, of me having the perfect relationship, of me having, you know, having my ideal clients across, you know. Yeah, across all time, space, dimensions, and realities. Now.
Yeah, yeah. That was, I think, probably the biggest and most powerful conscious thing that I can remember. I mean, I can remember a lot of little pieces, but that piece, it's like it put it back in my hands, and it cleared consistently my own sort of karmic ties, if you will, and my belief that I couldn't have it. I mean, there were just a lot of little things that go into that one statement that was that were powerful. And that, for me, was like gold. And it's funny because I use it. My friend Mandy White still uses it. We joke about it together. And she came up with, I don't know, she was doing something else, and she started using it. I'm like, oh, that's Julie's thing, you know. And it's funny because it's like it's such a powerful statement. And that, for me, is where the gold came, was it putting it back in my hands. I think what it was, now I'm thinking about it now, 2 years ago, I had put my power into my mentor's hands.
Yes.
And was bringing it back to me, which then brought me back into my business. So it's kind of, it's interesting that it's a small thing, but boy, was it big. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I think that actually comes from access consciousness, if I remember correctly.
Mm,
but yeah, you pick so many things up along the way. It's like, where did I get that from?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, and then.
Very.
But it is. It's and you know, something like that. You say it. Oh, you may need to say it many, many times, over a period of days.
Oh my word! Over a period of years. Come on, let's get real.
Yeah.
Right.
But you just keep tweaking the words that you put in there. It's like, well, what do you want to create? Okay, I uncreate, delete, and destroy everything in the way of me creating this.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Marisa, who's in the chat room, says that she uses that as well. She learned it from Christy Marie Sheldon. I don't know who that is, but maybe access consciousness person. I don't know.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Marisa,
yeah. So okay, so that piece stuck with me. And I think that piece helped me settle into, and I have to tell you something, you'll like this. All right, I'm going to share a little of my own journey. I'm going to show my panties, guys, okay? And when Julie and I started working together, I would have some anxiety when Francisco would leave. Because as a child, my parents were divorced, and I had to go see my dad or go see my mom, and my mom would send me to, you know, summers with my grandparents, and I would get scared that I wouldn't see her again, or, you know, say, just little, you know how children are, you know, that energy gets embedded in your energy system. So there were times when Francisco would leave to go on a conference, my husband, he'd go on to go to a conference for, you know, a week or whatever, and I'd feel very sad when I'd leave him. All the old stuff would come up, and I'd take him to the airport, and I'd feel really sad and all of that. And one of the times that Julie and I worked together, we worked on that, clearing the energy from that, that, you know, that old stuff. And so, like, I don't know, a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, I don't know, Francisco was gone. It shows how I don't even remember.
My things change.
Gone, like a whole week, and I was like, I didn't even notice that he was gone. It was so awful. I was like, oh, my God. I mean, now I was really busy at the time, too, because we were doing the JV giveaway and all that. But it was like, I remember just being struck with, like, how different it was. I didn't feel like a hole was gone from my heart, you know? Like, you know, it was this huge just freedom around something so simple and something so, you know, you wouldn't even think about it like that. But that was so huge for me because I was okay with him being, you know, gone doing his little thing, you know, his not little thing. You know, he's not.
Yeah. Come on, perspective here.
It's like the chair of some, some committee and, you know, whatever. I don't, you know, it's like not his little thing. But, you know, like he was gone doing his work and I didn't have that gaping either fear that he wouldn't come back or hole that, you know, or anxiety or anything.
Yeah.
It was just, he was gone and came back, you know. I was like, wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, oh, has the week gone already? What happened?
Exactly. Yep.
I mean, that's, I mean, you think of the energy that is saving you.
Yes. Yes.
You know, instead of all the worry and the, you know, everything else, anxiety that goes along with that.
Yeah. That was you in Australia doing your little whatever with me.
Yeah. Do 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 do.
Oh, and I'm like,
but, you know, I'm,
that's staying the power. Sorry, not powder.
Yeah.
Power. That's the staying power of that work, of doing that deep inner work, the freedom. And there are so many other little pieces like that I know that exist from the work that we've done. And, you know, and this is the real benefit, guys, of doing this deep inner work, because we don't know what doing that work opens up then in so many other ways. you can bring your work to the world in a much more powerful way when you get that deep stuff done, when you clear it out, when your energy is flowing instead of being choppy and blocked. Then that's where we create the drama from, don't you think, Julie?
Yeah, I totally agree, yeah.
Interesting.
Can I just add in that Marissa has just written something very beautiful in the chat room, and that we've got about 10 minutes left. Thank you.
So Marissa added, you can also add, what vibrational energy do I need to have in order to create blank, whatever, anything in the way of that? Okay, so that's like the pre-word.
Yes.
What vibrational energy do I need to have in order to create, 10 clients, right, or whatever you want to say? Anything that's in the way of that, I create, uncreate, delete, and destory across all dimension, time, space, and reality. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Yep. So, it's like, you can use it in so many different ways and different wordings. So it becomes yours. You make it yours.
Yeah. Thank you, Marissa, for that. So do we, Elizabeth, do we have any questions for Julie?
I'm sure we have thousands and thousands between me and you, but I think our callers are just really, really enjoying Julie's words of wisdom, and I think that's the reason why they're not calling, and I think it is really definitely deeply resonating, and it's going wonderfully. Julie, you have a free gift, is that right, for our listeners?
Yes, we mentioned that a little bit earlier.
Do you have the URL, Julie, by any chance, so that Elizabeth can type it into the chat room?
Look, I'm just going to have the people, if anybody is interested in my free gift, just email me at julieramage@gmail.com. I'm doing the personal touch rather than the, click here, do this, do that.
You always do. You always do that personal touch. It's really great. Okay, Julie, Julie Ramage, Ramige, @gmail.com.
Yep.
And she'll get it.
Yep. And just put in blog talk gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll send it straight out to you.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, her stuff is great, guys. You'll want it. And it's completely filled with color and humor. Totally, Julie. Color and humor.
I don't even remember if I mentioned humor. I mean, that's probably one of the biggest things that my clients like, too, is, I mean, we laugh through our sessions, like you and I laugh through sessions.
Yes. It's really awesome. You have to laugh at yourself, don't you think?
Oh, God, yes. You look at what you thought you believed, and then see it in a totally different way, and it's laughable.
It is.
And being able to laugh at yourself shifts energy in such a beautiful way. You don't even know you're shifting it, but it's so powerful.
Yeah. That's why I agree. I think that comedians ought to be paid very, very well, frankly.
Because they're absolutely. Yeah.
Energy constantly, constantly, constantly. Yeah. They're lifting the whole energy, the vibrational energy of everything around them. So really powerful.
Yeah.
So, Julie, do you have any last words of advice or wisdom for us that you want to share with everyone here about accessing their magic?
Yes, I do. I do. I do. I do. So
would you like
I've
to
actually made no, I don't want to share it. I don't want to share it.
I do, but forget it. Sorry, go ahead.
No. Just in your blurb that you wrote, which I finally read yesterday, shifting from doing for others to doing for yourself, you have your expectations and fears, of course, that come up. And other people have their expectations and fears once they realize what you're doing. But it all starts with choosing it, making the choice to put yourself first, to be present with yourself, then it's about practice. It's like, well, okay, looking at your life and seeing where, what, you know, whatever it is, what you don't like, what you'd like to change. You don't even have to know how. You just look at it and say, no, I don't want to do that anymore. I want space for me, at least 10 minutes, where I don't have to run into the toilet and hide. You know, it's like, and
go ahead.
Let people know what you're doing. You know, if you choose to, if you're changing something in your life, let people around you know so that they can kind of get used to the idea too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the more in alignment you are with your new choice, the less resistance you'll also have.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a really important point about taking care of the people around you for, you know, for letting them know. To me, that's taking care of someone. It's taking care of the relationship. It's honoring the relationship. It's honoring who they are. And that's something that we don't do a lot of times. We do a lot of our own internal stuff, and then we share with someone, and then we're wondering why they haven't just jumped on board with us, you know, like, all right, let's do that, you know, and it's like, wait.
Oh, you mean, it's like, oh, you mean I didn't say that out loud?
Right, exactly. So that's, Elizabeth, how much time do we have? Because I don't have chat accessibility.
Yes,
4 minutes.
Yes, we have 4 minutes, so just about 3 minutes, and then it's just 2 minutes, and then just a few closing words from you, please.
Okay. So Marisa has asked, Julie, can you give us more ideas on how to add more humor and fun into our lives? That's her specialty. So yeah, go for it.
Gosh, bring more people into your life that, you know, it's that shift in perspective. You know, it's like, you can feel yourself getting really serious and caught up in something. And again, making the choice, you know, just say it to yourself. I choose to become more aware of when I get serious and how to lighten up.
Ah, nice. Or how about this? I choose to lighten up.
Yeah, well, that was what was coming out next. I didn't need to say that because you did. Yeah, it was like, okay, I choose to see my life, and I choose to be light. I choose to be lighter. I choose to see things. You know, it's like I'm shifting away from the heaviness and the drama.
Yeah.
It's like, I ask this question often. It's like, how can I make this lighter?
Yeah.
How can I... it's like this one thing that I said in one of my newsletters. It was, you know, I walked past this one lady and I said, hi, how are you? And she dumped on me for like 10 minutes. And the next time I thought, oh, shit, there she is again. You know, it's like, and so before I got there, I said to myself, how can I change this?
Right.
And so I got there and I said, oh, what's good in your life? And she opened her mouth and nothing came out. And I said, oh, good, and kept walking.
Oh.
You know, and it's like, gee, that was easy. Okay. But, you know, to ask the question, it's like, how can I lighten this up? How can I see this differently?
That's so interesting.
I think that is so important, just to ask. I'm asking myself questions all the time. It's like, how can I do this? How can I see this differently? How can I do this differently? What is right for me? I mean, that's what it comes back to. And like you were saying before, you know, you give the power to other people. It's like, okay, this doesn't feel right. You know, is it lighter? Is it heavier? What feels lightest to me and most appropriate for me?
Yeah.
And we've got
how
to
can I
wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Very good. All right. So,
amen.
Everyone, Julie, thank you so much. It's just
been
awesome.
Pleasure.
So much fun as always. Like, it never stops being fun with you, which I totally love. You were fun as a client. You were fun as a mentor. I just so appreciated every minute of it. And you're fun as a friend.
Yeah.
All right, everyone.
We just have a lot of fun laughing. You know, what can you do?
Yeah, we do. All right. So for our closing blessing, I just want everyone to just take in a nice deep breath and acknowledge your own deep connection to the divine, because it is that connection that is guiding you forward. It is pulling you forward and bringing you into the fullness of who you are, the fullness that you already are, and uncovering that beauty that you know exists within yourself, that perfect, pure essence of the divine. Go take that into the world. Share it with those around you. Be the divine expression that you were called to be in this world. And enjoy it. Have fun with it. Go get your divine on, everyone. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
This episode of the Divinely Intuitive Business Show has been sponsored by the Divine Business Club, the only place where divine intuitives like you can get proven business building advice on how to get your sacred gifts out into the world and make the impact and the money that you want to make for less than $1 a day. For more information, go to www.divinebusinessclub.com.